Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the City Prepper. Welcome to my podcast. Today's podcast is going to be a brief one. We're going to be talking about draining the swamp. If you have not already read the headlines in every major newspaper, every major news source throughout the country, Jeffrey Epstein was arrested for trafficking children. Now, this might seem insignificant to most or to some, but let me tell you the possible ramifications that are going to be resulting as a result of this arrest. For one, Jeffrey Epstein is friends with a lot of the royalty in England. He's friends with a lot of big-time Hollywood executives and friends with Bill Clinton. And the fallout as a result of Epstein being arrested could be huge. You have no idea. The NYPD task force that would be comprised of NYPD or the FBI task force, which would be the FBI, different federal agencies in the NYPD raided Mr. Epstein's house today, taking a large cache of computers, documents, so on and so forth, and he's being held in New York City. And if anything, history will repeat itself, and it shows that he is a monster, he is a pedophile, he is a human trafficker, and hopefully the penalty for Mr. Epstein won't be the same. He was given a sweetheart deal, I believe, of 18 months in federal lockup to satisfy state charges, and the feds then subsequently dropped the charges against him or satisfied it with the state charges of 18 months, which I believe he served in Florida. Again, this guy is an absolute monster. He's a pig. He's responsible for taking the innocence of so many young children, and hopefully justice is served and good will prevail. How this is draining the swamp, it goes to show you that people who thought they were untouchable, Clinton, Epstein, Weinstein, to name a few, are being brought down. And it's going to show that good will triumph over evil, and it just took a little bit of time here. So, again, watch the news. A lot of major things are going to be happening. It's just weird that this breaks on a Sunday because no one's really following it. And if you look on the New York Post, that would be nypost.com, it's already a page 6 article. It's not even headlines right now. This morning it was, but it quickly died down. It has to all play into the fact that why it was released on Sunday. They want to keep this out of the news because it's a very major and breaking story. Again, I will be posting another podcast later on today, and we'll talk more about survival and techniques for surviving, ideas for survival preps, and we'll move on with that segment. All right, thank you very much for all my subscribers. Thank you very much for anyone who listens. And like always, follow me on YouTube, City Prepper. Follow me on Twitter at City Prepper 1. And follow me on Patreon for City Prepper as well. And lastly, if there's anyone, any company, any brand looking to pay for some sponsored content, please get in touch with me, cityprepper718@gmail.com. Thank you very much, and stay tuned for further.